Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Like we pointed out a few weeks ago, Be'ez Hashem, this coming Monday, Chaf Hei Tammuz Tovshin Pei, July 21st, the Amud Yoimi program will begin Mesechta the Psachim. So, if you want to learn and have a geshmak in Mesechta the Psachim, perhaps Daf Yomi is a little too quick for you. Amud Yomi is a wonderful, wonderful way of learning in a little bit of a slower fashion. And you could join Dirshu's Amud Yomi, Masech T'Psachim. There are many, many online shiurim if you're interested on all Daf and Torah anytime. Just a sample of some of the Rabbonim who give shiurim from the Dirshu Mishpacha, I would say. Reb Shlomo Sinneman, Reb Gabi Fried. There's Rav Yekusiel Alimelech Friedman gives in Yiddish, Rav Hertzke Greenfeld, my friend, in Yiddish, Rav David Hofstadter, the Nasi of Dirshu, Blazer Rabag, also a good friend of mine, Rav Ari Tabak, Yedidi Rav Uri Greenspan, and First Seder Bismedrish, and you could go to Aldaf and find who you want to listen to if you're interested in an online share. If not, you want to learn it by yourself. It's a meridic way of mastering Masechta Psachim, Be'ez Hashem, in time for Pesach, Tovshin, Pei Vav, Be'ez Hashem, Abo'aleinu L'toiva, and maybe Be'ez Hashem will be Zoicha that those halachas in the end of the Masechta, Negea to the Karban Pesach, is going to Be'ez Hashem Minegea, the next Yontif of Pesach. So this is the Amud Yomi of Dirshu. Join if you are interested in learning an Amud a day, 7 days a week in Masechta Psachim. Parshas Pinchas Tovshin Pei Hei. We're going to learn a Meridik HaMeshech Chachma who sees in a Pasuk Tilim Tilim Shal Halachas. Peruch of Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph. Peruch of Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph is talking about the division of Nachala to one's children. And if he doesn't have sons, based on the Benoit Slavchad coming along and saying that we're only daughters, how's this going to work? So the Pasuk in Perich of Zayin, Pasuk Yidalev says, We may nachem lovim unisatem es nachalosai l'sheirei hakarav elamim mishvachtai. If his father doesn't have any brothers, so then you give it to the closest relative. V'hoysa, the Pasuk ends off. V'hoysa livnei Yisrael, and it should be to Bnei Yisrael, l'chukas mishpat, to a law of mishpat, of judgment, Kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. Like Hashem commanded Moshe. Now the Ramban is already bothered by a question here. And he says as follows. V'hoysa livnei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat. Sheyiyah ha-mishpat hazeh l'doiris. What's this pasuk telling us? So says the Ramban, it's telling you that these halachas should be a mishpat for generations. Lo benachal as ha'aretz atol b'vad. Don't think the rules here, the guidelines that we set up, of whose Yerish what, is only for Nachalas Ha'aretz, like the Bnei Slavchad we're referring to. This is the Chukas Mishpat L'doiris. Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. What do you mean Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe? Kimoi Kasher Tzivi Sicha. Again, Hashem is talking here. Vayedaber Hashem Amoshe Leimar. Hashem is speaking to Moshe. And he's saying, these are the halachas. Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Hashem is talking to Moshe. So the Ramban says, yeah, it's as if it says, like I'm commanding you, kasher tzivi zicha, avol bo kiderech zoyz chukas atar asher tziv Hashem, v'chein rabim. In Parshas Chukas, Hashem speaks, and he says, zoyz chukas atar asher tziv Hashem. Hashem's talking. Why? He talks about himself in third person. Sometimes it's like that. Hashem is talking to Moshe, and he says, asher tziv Hashem. Like many times he says, v'chein rabim. Here, Hashem is speaking to Moshe, and he's talking about it, Moshe, in third person, as I'm commanding you, but he says, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. That is how the Ramban says Pshat here. But Rav Meir Simcha says, Zelei Motzonu Dugmasai. Perhaps, in the Ramban, Zeis Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem, that we find Rabin. But says Rav Meir Simcha, we don't find anywhere Dugmasai similar to this. Shashem Yisbarach Yoyimar LeMoshe, that Hashem should tell Moshe, V'hoysel v'nei Yisrael chukas mishpat kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. We don't find that Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu like that in third person. So Meir Simcha says, V'hanira. Api she'amru v'vabasr daf kuf yud gimel amud beis. The Gemara says as follows. In Bava Basra, Perek Yishnei Chalin, Tisanya, V'hoysel l'v'nei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat. Our pasuk, this should be for B'nei Yisrael for chukas mishpat. Oyura kala parsha kula liyayz din. Says the Gemara that this is teaching us. Oyura kala parsha kula, the Rashbam says, Loshen ma'oyura. Loshon vayikar mikra, it happens. Kleiman is staima liyazdin. The end of this parsha is ending and telling us that it is a judgment. The entire parsha is a judgment. Now, what does that mean? We just talked about Nachalus, and the Gemara is saying the pasuk is ending off vayisalachem bnei Yisrael lechukas mishpat, that this is a parsha of din. Nagea to what? Zok the Gemara, uchadav Yehuda. Dam Rav Yehuda, Shloisha shenichnas levaker asachayla. Three people who go in to be mevaker asachayla, and the chayla tells them, Eidos tells them what he wants to tell them. So then, Ratzu kaisvin, Ratzu oisedin. If they want, they could write it down as Eidos. If they want, they could make it into a judgment. Now, even though they are witnesses, they're witnessing what's happening, but since there are three people who are a Bezdin, they could, so to speak, skip the step. And instead of being witnesses who then have to go to Bezdin, the Bezdin is hearing the testimony as witnesses, and Memela, they are labeled to then do it as a din, and they could give a psak. It's not that they have to take the testimony and go to another Bezdin. Shnayim, Kaisvin, Veinois, and then two people, only witnesses. So they could write it down, they could write it in a shtar, whatever it is. They write the Eidah, says the Rambam, the Rashbam. They could write it down, but they can't do a din, because Lamaisa, at the end of the day, they can't make a psak, because there are only two. Vam Rav Chista, Zokter Rav Chista, Leshanu, Lebiyoim. It's only true that the three people could skip, so to speak, and go straight to paskening the din for this issue that the chayla is telling them if they heard it by yoyim. Since judgments are by yoyim, so then they are a bezdin. Avol b'layla, but if it's at night, when you're not making, you don't do a psak din at night, afilu shloisha, even three, kaisvin ve'noisin din. They could be edim, but they don't turn into a bezdin. Azoi zokt the Gemara. That's what it means here, that nachalas have a din, have a halacha of din. Okay? Now Taisvis over here, Eira Kalaparshakula is din. He learns that what it means to say is, in another Nakuda, what's in a gali inyan, shall karcham shall banim nasa dayanim oisim oinim shah mishasava vo isin din. Vilimotzi haile memer any roitzi lodin lifnechem, alifne bezdin agadol, alifne bezdin choshev shabiri, ala karchay mekabal oisam midayanim. So the Gemara over here is because Tais is a little bothered. L'chaira, what's this halacha of Shleisha and Shtayim? That's regular din halachas. What's so special about Nachalos that it said here? So Taisvis understands it to mean that there's more to it. That when three people are by a chayla who's dividing up his Nachala, they are forcibly on the brothers or anyone else who are Yerushim there, the Bezdin. The other people could say, one second, did we come in front of you and accept you as a Bezdin? Three people, Hanichnas Alevacher Esakhaila, they automatically become a Bezdin, says Taisvis. The Omdim Shas Bishas Savo, the Oisim Din, Balkarcham Shobanim Nasim Dayanim, against the will of the children. And they can't say, we don't want you, we want to go to the Bezdin Agald or a different Bezdin. And that's the Chiddush of this Parsha. That's what the Gemara in Bava Basra. So let's see what Rav Meir Simcha does with this. Talk to Meir Simcha. V'anir api masham Bava Basra daf kuf yugim omir veiz. V'aisil b'nei yisal chukas mishvat. Oira kalapar shakula. Li'ayis din. Uchter mihuda dam rav yudosh ha'ishnechsel vakar ha'chayla ratzu kaisvin. Rotsu Aisin Din, Shnein Kaisman Aisin Din, Ramachitza Shano Abayayim Abalayla, Pilushalisha Kaisman Din, Tablu Aidim, the Ain Aid Nasadayim, that was the end of the Gemara, because they are witnesses at night, there's no Dayanim, so at night they have a din of witnesses, and there's a halach of Ain Aid Nasadayim. And the aid who's a witness cannot become a judge. He can't then say, oh, now let me be the judge also. Now when the Bezdin is there, they skip that step, and they are the Bezdin. But Edim, that have a din of Edim, cannot become the Dayanim. V'hine, v'mechilta u'b'teres kainim parshasav. So Meir Simcha says, let's look at another Maramakim before I come to my conclusion here. The Mechilta in Parshas Boy and the Teres Kain in Parshas Sa, they say Amru, Kol Adibroi Shadibroi Moshe Lehoye Ale Bayoim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was only Bayoim Shenemar, Bayoim Dibor Hashem LeMoshe Beretz Mitzrayim. That's what it says in Perek Vav Pasuk Chav Ches in Shmois, in Vayikra Zayin Lamin Ches, Bayoim Tzavoysoi, one's the Mechilta, one's the Teres Kainim. So Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem spoke to him only during the day. So now that we know that, says Rameir Simcha, let's look at the pasuk. V'zeu sha'amar, v'hoysol ivnei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat. These halachas of nachala, these halachas of splitting up the nachala, you should know should be for bnei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat. What does chukas mishpat mean? Sheratzu oisim din. That if there are three people who could be a bezdin, if they want, the Gemara says, ratzu kaisvin. If they want to be eidim, they could be eidim. But if they want to be a bezdin, they could be a bezdin. And like Taisvis said, the brothers, the sons, they can't say, no, no, we don't want you to be the Bezdin. We want to go to a different Bezdin. No. Ratzu, if these three people want to be the Bezdin, they have a din of a Bezdin, and they could give a psak right here on the spot of what the Nachla is for the children. However, the Amosai, but when is that true? As the Gemara said, Dafka Bayoim, only during the day. Why ki ein din ela bayoim? Because the halacha of a din is only a psak din, is only during the daytime. Why or when? Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Just like when Hashem commanded Moshe, Haloi kolat zivuyim v'cholat dibros lohayu rak bayoyim, kein mishbat loyiya ela bayoyim. So Meir Simcha is seeing this Gemara in Bava Basra that's telling us the halachas of a din, ratzu kaisvin, ratzu danin, if they want, ratzu eisen din, that halacha is only bayoyim. What is Yoim? Yoim is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu Torah. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Just like Hashem commanded Moshe, when did He command Moshe and teach him Torah? Only in the daytime. So the Kasher is telling us, when does this apply? It applies in the same way and time that Hashem commanded Moshe. And that's how you read the Pasuk. V'hoysol ivnei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat. These halachas of nachalas have a halacha of chukas mishpat. They have a halacha of din. What does that mean? The Gemara tells us that it's teaching us that three people who are nichnas levakar zachayla ratzu, they don't have to be eidim, they could be dayanim. Legea what? What do you mean? Oh, every three people could be dayanim. Taisva says that means they could forcibly give out a din taira, and the sons cannot say, no, no, we want to go to the Beis Din Gadol. That's the chiddush of the parsha. Boisel bnei Yisrael chukas mishpat shloisha nichnas in levakras achayla. They could forcibly, against the will of the sons, take the father in what he's telling them what wants to happen and give a psak din. When is that true? Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. That's true in the daytime, which is the time that Hashem commanded Moshe and taught him Torah. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe is a way of saying bayoyim. Because balayla, shloisha shenichnas ulevaker sachayla, there's no chukas mishpat. They can't do din. They're just edim. They'll have to go tomorrow to a bezdin, say their edus, and that bezdin will give out a psak. That, says Rav Meir Simcha, is the pshat in kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Avo balayla, hareza ke edus v'loy mishpat. Mara de kapshat here, Rav Meir Simcha say. Umizeh dorish b'sifri. Here Rav Meir Simcha says, and now we can understand the Sifri. What does the Sifri say? The Sifri says as follows. The Sifri says, Shekasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe bal peh. Kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe bal peh. Now, let's find the lashon of the Sifri here. These words are not the exact words of the Sifri. If you look up the Sifri, it says here, V'hoysa l'bnei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat. And we're going to see a Maridik HaChidosh from Meir Simcha, how he learns the Sifri. Nitna teira das l'chachamim lidroish v'loimar kolakarov b'sher basar hu akarov b'nachala. And the words V'hoysa l'bnei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat, the Sifri says, the Torah gave das to the chachamim to be doirish and say the following rule. Kalakara b'sherbatzer hu akara b'nachla. Whoever is a closer blood relative, they are closer in line for nachla. If you're a closer relative, you're the next one in line for nachla. So now, the Malbim, if you look over there, says as follows. It says an interesting thing. He says, the Sifri is bothered, what's chukas mishpat? They seem to be contradictory. On one hand, a chayk is something that we don't know the reason for. Rak ha-mechaykek levad, yedei ha-talman shel davar, the one who's in charge, the mechaykek, the ruler. Almost sounds like he's saying the word chayk comes from mechaykek. That a ruler, he's the one who gives out edicts. We don't have to know the reason, he knows the reason. Avol mishpat, that's something everyone knows the reason. So now, l'chayra, we have a problem over here. And this is a problem, grada, that there's a merid de gemesh chachma earlier in Perek of these psukim. V'imein achim la'aviv v'nesatim es nachalos l'sher v'karv la'v shvach le'yar sheza. He says, because l'chayra, when you look at the psukim here, and this is what the Malbim says, when you look at the psukim, it says as follows. Someone dies and he doesn't have any sons, so the nachla goes to his daughter. If he doesn't have daughters, it goes to his brothers. If he doesn't have brothers, it goes to his father's brothers. If it doesn't have his father, doesn't have brothers, so then it goes to the closest relative. L'chaira, what about the father himself? It's not here in the Torah. L'chaira, it almost sounds like if he doesn't have a daughter, so you give it to his brothers. Why don't you give it to his father? Okay. And if he doesn't have brothers, goes to his father's brothers? What happened to his... We're like, where's the father in here? The father should come before the brothers, the chayra. And for sure, the father's own brothers. So, you might say, okay, it is what it is. So says the Malbim, the way it's written, it looks like it's a chayk. It almost sounds like the father's not Yerush. Why would that be? So you'll say, okay, it's a chayk. It is what it is. Biara Torah shu mishpat. This chayk is a mishpat, says the Torah. What do you mean? But it doesn't make sense. No. Ki nitra rishus l'chachamim. V'gam das uvina l'das tam advarim. It's interesting to zach. There was given rishus to the chachamim to darshin. And it was also given them the das uvina to understand what the Torah wants. And that's what Lashon Sifri. Nitna Torah das l'chachamim lidrash. So there's das and there's rishus. By yedekin chakru lefi halacha. And what did the chachamim do with that rishus and that das? They went into the halacha. V'helu shalakala karav b'sher basur karav b'nachla. They came out. Yes, what the Torah means here is, even though it skips some steps, is that whoever's a closer blood relative is going to get it first. So a father is closer to the son than his brothers. There's a merit again. You have to look at the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma says, a practical thing. He says the practical thing is that we hope in the normal world it's supposed to be that a son will die after the father. He might still have brothers. So therefore the Torah didn't want to say a case where a son died while the father was still alive. That's not the way things are supposed to go. But then he buys halachic. You look at it. It's geshmak hazachin. Kurvas ha'achim, he says, he said in halacha, brothers are not related because of siblings. Brothers are related through the father. I'm related to my brother only because through my father. It's not a direct relation. So therefore, by definition, if the Torah is telling me it goes through the brothers, by definition, it goes through the father, and the father has to be Yerush as well. But in the practical sense, the Torah is saying we don't want to talk about it in things that are not the way things are supposed to happen. So Chazal came up with a drush, and they said, no, kalakar b'sher basar kar b'nachla. V'yedeken yotzla malacha shav kaidim lachim. Ki hu karav yoyser mehem. Because he's taka karav yoyser mehem. There's a long malvim there as well. So that is the Sifri. V'hoitz levnei sel chukas mishpat. Nitna teira das l'chachamim lidrash v'loimer kalakar b'sher basar kar b'nachla. So, Rav Meir Simcha looks at this Sifri, and he sees two things. The Sifri didn't bring Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, and didn't say the words Baal Peh. But Rameir Simcha's understanding that when it says here the Torah was given Rishus L'Chachamim Lidrash is not from the beginning part of the Pasuk V'Yisalach L'Vnei Yisrael L'Chukas Mishpat, like the Sifri sounds and like the Malbim is saying. It's rather from the words Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Baal Peh. That Hashem commanded Moshe Baal Peh. V'zek if yan nidrash l'chachamim shloi kekosuf. That's what's given over, or the jirashas the chachamim have, that's not explicitly written in the pasuk. De Baal Peh nemar akarav karav kaidem. The Torah is telling us here that I gave you a list of nachlas, but you should realize there's more, because I'm going to give that over Baal Peh to Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm going to give it over. Baal Peh is Torah Shebaal Peh. And you want to know what I'm going to say in Torah Shebaal Peh? Kol HaKarev Karev Kaidem. Whoever is the closer relative, meaning a father, is going to be first. V'zeh She'amru. And that's what the Nesiv, that's what the Medr, the Sifri means, Mikan Nitna Rishus Lidrosh. The lashon of the Sifri that says Nitna Teira Das L'Chachamim Lidrash Yeuyin Sham, it means to say there's drushes of Teira Shebaal Peh, and therefore Rav Meir Simcha is saying that just like I was bothered by what is this Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe that doesn't fit in, it doesn't make sense. So I said pshat is it's coming for the Gemara in Basra to tell you when does they have a loch of din during the yoyim. Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Skilu says by yoyim. The Sifri is understanding the words Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe that Hashem is saying I'm giving over to Moshe some Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore, the Torah is saying, I'm giving the Chachamim the Rech to be Dairish, to look into it and be Dairish, because there's more than what's written here. There's Torah Shebaal Peh here. What are you supposed to darshan? Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, the Torah Shebaal Peh that Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what you're supposed to darshan, and that halacha was told of Kol HaKarav Karav Kaidem. That's how Rameir Simcha understands the Sifri. Unbelievable pshat in the Sifri. But it all stems from the same problem. What's this Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe? Rav Simcha had his pshat, and the way he's learning the Sifri understood Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Baal Peh, that's the Mikan Nitna Teira Das L'Chachamim Lidrash. His lashon is Mikan Nitna Rishus Lidrash. That was how the Malbim had it as well also. Rishus Lidrash. The Rishus Lidrash is because there's a whole Teirah Shebaal Peh that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu with other klalim that clarify what the Torah really wanted. All from these words, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, that the Ramban already addressed. But Rav Meir Simcha says, Seloi Matzanu Dugmasai, Shehashem Yisbarach Yomer L'Moshe, Hashem should say such a word, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, and from there he buys unbelievable Torah, Misukim Midvash. Have a wonderful day, everyone, and Kol Tov.